at 8 o'clock. Here with the news is Brian Finn.
Motorists can expect to see a jump in the cost of petrol and diesel from midnight tonight as cuts to government excise charges begin to reverse. Petrol prices will rise by 6 cents per litre and diesel by 5 cents. Our Agriculture and Consumer Affairs correspondent Joe McGrailey reports.
In March last year, as fuel prices went up, the government acted and cut excise duty, amounting to a 21 cent per litre reduction in the cost of petrol and 16 cent on diesel. Now, however, those cuts are being reversed, beginning tonight. Petrol excise will rise by 6 cent per litre and diesel by 5 cent. Agricultural diesel will go up 1 cent. The excise increase will be law from midnight, but all fuel retailers should not have to add the increases to retail prices immediately. This is because excise is charged on fuel supplies that filling stations purchase, and existing forecourt supplies will have had excise applied at the lower rate. Paddy Cumman of the AA says, however, that busier fuel stations receive new supplies a few times a day and will immediately have to pay the higher rates. And the majority of motorists will see their fuel prices increase by the weekend.
A report looking at nursing home provision in Ireland says there's a threat to the sustainability of care because of increased costs. The study, commissioned by Nursing Homes Ireland and carried out by the accountancy firm PwC, found that the cost of care has risen considerably since 2017. Angus Cox reports.
This report comes against the backdrop of 31 private and voluntary nursing home closures over the last 3 years. According to PwC, there's a funding crisis in the nursing home sector. It highlights a 36% increase in the operational cost of care per resident since 2017. The research notes that one third of nursing homes surveyed lost money last year, and it calls for reform of the Fair Deal scheme. Commenting on the report, Nursing Homes Ireland said more nursing home closures are inevitable without substantial reforms.
A study into the crimes of familicide and domestic homicide has been published by the Department of Justice. The deaths reviewed in the report occurred between the years 2000 and 2018, where all legal procedures had been completed. Moira Hannan reports.
The independent study published today into familicide and other violent deaths in a domestic setting has been described as comprehensive and far-reaching by the Minister for Justice, Simon Harris. Familicide is classified as a multiple victim homicide incident in which the killer's partner or ex-partner and one or more children are slain. The review, chaired by Solicitor Maura Butler, was asked to recommend how relatives affected by these harrowing crimes could be better supported, as well as establishing a appropriate protocols and guidelines for state services. Its recommendations include a new agency for domestic, sexual and gender-based violence and better training for those likely to encounter victims of such violence. Minister Harris said family members had shown tremendous bravery in sharing their painful experiences to improve the system. The Department of Justice will now convene an interdepartmental group to examine how to implement the study's recommendations, and this will include a committee representing victims' families.
TDs and senators will be asked today to consider changing abortion laws. The call will be made by Mari O'Shea, the chairwoman of an independent review of the legislation. She'll tell the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health that the amendments should include the removal of the mandatory 3-day waiting period for termination services. In Ms. O'Shea's opening statement, which has been seen by RTE News, she says delivering such change will require strong leadership and courage from the government, but argues that the Regulation of Termination of Pregnancy Act needs to be amended. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The review's final report went to Cabinet last month, after which Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said that the operational recommendations would be implemented immediately, while the proposed legislative changes would be referred to the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health. In a statement to that committee today, Mari O'Shea said her review discovered that women who are eligible for care in Ireland may be travelling to procure termination of pregnancy services abroad due to service failures. She said the state's mandatory 3-day waiting period may, in practice, extend well beyond that time frame if it coincides with weekends or public holidays. Ms. O'Shea noted that senior members of government have voiced concerns about changing the legislation as it could be perceived as a breach of promise with the electorate. However, she argues, the electorate could not have foreseen the difficulties which have arisen, a provision for a review of such services was contained in the relevant act, and she hoped that given the review's findings, there will be legislative change.
A pedestrian in his 80s died after he was hit by a car in County Louth yesterday evening. The incident happened at Lynn's, 3 kilometres southeast of Castle Bellingham, shortly before 8 o'clock. A dedicated institute for clinical trials is being launched this morning in Galway. It aims to combine cutting-edge research with the needs of patients undergoing treatment for serious illnesses. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
The University of Galway says this initiative will enhance Ireland's position at the forefront of clinical and biomedical discovery. It sees researchers and medics combining forces to develop new treatments. Increasing participation by patients in the West and Northwest in clinical trials is key to this. The Institute's director, Professor Peter Doran, says attending hospitals with active research programmes improves outcomes because it brings early access to new drugs, due in part to an enhanced culture of inquiry in such healthcare settings. The Institute hopes to work in tandem with Galway's medical technology sector to further drive innovation and clinical evaluations in the coming years. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Galway.
And now the weather forecast.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Future-proof your comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.eu.
It will be sunny across most areas of the country today. Highest temperatures will range from 18 to 26 degrees.